The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, final segment, and I'm going to kick it over there to Hobbo so he can give us an update on the UVA women's basketball team.
Yeah, Joanne Boyle's team is 8-4. They play tonight in Charlottesville against Coppin State. And then we'll play the Richmond Spiders tomorrow night to conclude their non-conference schedule. So maybe that's a couple of W's for Joanne Boyle. So they'd be, if they won both, they'd be 10-4 going to ACC play. And speaking of women's basketball, Virginia senior guard Faith Randolph was honored as the Atlantic Coast Conference Women's Basketball Co-Player of the Week with Notre Dame. But who cares about Notre Dame? But
that's right.
But Faith Randolph, Co-player of the week in the ACC women's basketball situation.
So, and that's the second time she's been recognized during her career. And, you know, for her sake and the other veterans, it'd be nice this year if that team can put together some early wins in the ACC and get some momentum going so that they can feel good about themselves.
Yeah, we haven't seen quite the explosion of success on the women's side that we may have expected. And I know we're spoiled by Tony, but hopefully Joanne Boyle we'll get it rocking and rolling in ACC play starting probably this weekend.
Well, we know tonight in the ACC men's schedule that the Tar Heels are hosting UNC Greensboro. That seems like an unfair game.
Little cupcake city there.
And, you know, Duke is hosting Elon.
Poor, the mighty Phoenix.
Yeah, the poor Elon team. You know, that's later tonight.
And let's go, you know, what that brings up is more credit to Tony Bennett.
For
having the guts to play the schedule that Virginia has played. Because, I mean, you think about, you know, West Virginia, you know, Villanova, Cal.
And Oakland.
Now Oakland. I mean, so.
And by the way, how about where is Oakland?
It's in Michigan somewhere.
It's not far from Detroit. But, you know, Virginia has a big game, 6 o'clock on Wednesday night at JPJ. And I think there's still a few tickets left. And if you're a basketball fan, you don't want to miss this game. Because let me tell you, the entire lineup for Oakland, all these guys started or played, at other big-time schools and transferred to Oakland to get a chance to play. And, you know, they're picked to win the Horizon League this year. So this is the best the Horizon League has got. And this is the type of team that gets into the NCAAs and gives people fits.
Absolutely. And, and they're certainly not going to be intimidated having just played the number one team in the country and taken them overtime. So,
and, you know, they got robbed. I saw the last foul on Fielder when he was driving baseline. They called him for warding off, and that was not a foul. That kid did not commit a foul.
Well, but, I think what got everybody's attention, and you were at the Virginia game. I was watching on TV the other night because it was my birthday, and the family wanted to take me out to dinner, which is understandable.
Always, the easy way out. Always the easy way out.
But anyway, you know, the TV guys were really fired up because they kept saying, you know, Oakland's up on Michigan State by 13 at the half. So certainly they gave the Spartans a scare, even though the Valentine kid is out for Michigan State for a week or so. But nevertheless, Michigan State's a terrific team. So, yeah, it's a challenge on Wednesday night, early start time at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
So that's an unusual starting time for the game on Wednesday. And then Virginia plays Notre Dame, I think, at 5 p.m. on Saturday. Is that the start time
that
on Saturday?
That is correct. That's the first ACC home game and the beginning of the ACC schedule for Virginia. And, you know, Notre Dame only won the ACC tournament last year. So,
no, they're
that's a tough team.
Mike Bray's a great coach. They're always extraordinarily well coached. He's got talented players. So, I think a lot of people are thinking, well, Notre Dame's not quite as good as they were last year. And that may be the case, but still a challenging opening to the ACC play. And as Chris Wright, we were talking a few minutes ago, having to turn around and play at Castle Coliseum Monday night at 9 o'clock. That also. So when you get into conference play, everything's a challenge. Every game's tough.
Well, you know, Notre Dame, according to Sporting News, is picked 7th in the ACC this year. But don't tell them that. I have a funny feeling Notre Dame thinks of themselves as a team that will always compete.
Well, they're probably thinking of themselves as defending ACC champions, which is what they are.
Yeah, that you know, we're not going to be intimidated. But you know what? A couple of years ago, Virginia put a real hurting on Notre Dame at JPJ in the second half. And Mike Bray said that it was like a nuclear explosion in his post-game remarks when Virginia went on like a 30-2 run to just clamp it down. This Wahoo graduate would love to see that again. But first things first, Virginia has got to get focused and come out, and they've got to meet this Oakland team with some real determination, because this is no gimme. I think this is like a 4 or 5 point game based upon what Oakland has done to date, and Virginia's got to take these guys really seriously.
Well, I think no question about that. But I think this Felder kid is going to be a real challenge. You know,
well, they're
5'9" tall, as quick as he is. Whoever is making the attempt to guard him is going to have their hands full.
Well, he has no conscience. He will shoot it from anywhere. When he crosses midcourt, from what I could see from the highlights, he's not looking to pass. He's looking to drain the thing. But,
well, he took 22 shots the other day from the field, but he also attempted 18 free throws. So he's not only shooting from the field, he's probably attacking the rim to go to the free throw line that many times.
And he's only 5'10", but he's a player. All right, how about 30 seconds? Next week's show, who do we have?
Well, we've been invited Dan Bonner, and I think you've invited a couple of Virginia coaches, so we don't have anything confirmed yet, but we'll certainly have a basketball guest and maybe Dom Starcher or Steve Garland.
Yeah, we'd like to have either one of the wrestling coach or our beloved lacrosse coach. All right, 10 seconds, Habo.
Go Hoos Wednesday night. Let's get two W's before we talk to you again next Monday night at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, JPJ. Go Wahoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, LeMaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.